Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono have agreed to work together more closely to tackle people smuggling. Mr Abbott has described their talks in Jakarta as very frank but constructive. The Prime Minister has assured Mr Yudhoyono that Australia's asylum seeker policy will not breach Indonesia's sovereignty. As Paul just mentioned, emergency crews in Melbourne have had a busy morning. Wild weather has caused chaos and widespread damage right across Melbourne. Winds of up to 130 kilometres an hour buffeted large parts of the city overnight, bringing large trees crashing down on roads, power lines and houses. The State Emergency Service has received 1,000 calls for help. Melbourne police are investigating an overnight shooting they think may be linked to outlaw bikie gangs. Police say several shots were fired at a factory in Seaford in the city's southeast. No one was injured in that incident. A series of bomb attacks in Baghdad has killed at least 54 people and wounded dozens of others. A total of 14 bombs have exploded in 9 different areas across the Iraqi capital. Many of the attacks targeted predominantly Shiite neighbourhoods. And the United States government is on the brink of shutting down. The Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked in their attempts to strike a deal about government funding. If an agreement isn't reached later today, non-essential public services will start closing.